I'm going to read something that's a little different. Back in 1988, I was writing a series of articles in the Eastern Group publication called Tortilla Lore, in a state of great nostalgia for homemade tortillas, which by that time was out of the question at home because Chicanas, Mexicanas realized how much trouble that it was to make them and when they could buy them anyways. So it was an art that just was dying, and it probably still dying. At the time, there was a writer named Roberto Rodriguez who was getting published regularly on some really hard issues. And because of my stories, he was being bumped, and he was being paid for his articles while I was sending mine for nothing. Okay, so when he wrote a letter complaining, I responded to it, and I call it the other side of the burning tortilla issue. Dear editor, Roberto Rodriguez's article speaking of tortillas was hilarious and thought-provoking. The story he related, told to him by a 93-year-old Mexican woman, a surviving wife of Pancho Villa, was a cuento to end all cuentos. It told of tortillas from one end to another. They would, when they were out in the campañas, they would use flat rocks for their to make the tortillas. And she also related that after they had had a bowel movement, they had a special rock to wipe themselves. But Rodriguez's comparative analysis of different sizes of tortilla was really takes the cake. Comparing Arizona tortillas, which he claims are the size of tablecloths, and sabanas, bed sheets, he compares them to silver dollar-sized tortillas found in Mexico City, which is wonderfully funny. I told a friend that I had read that tortillas were made the size of bed sheets in Arizona. Being a humanitarian, he saw in this the possibility of helping the homeless. So he suggested Arizona tortillas could be handed out while they were still warm to the homeless to eat to their stomach's content, and then they could slip into them and use them as a sleeping bag. And if they got hungry in the middle of the night, they had no need to risk the cold to get a bite to eat. But in the more serious vein, Rodriguez mentions that tortillas had little to do with misery, pain, and suffering, and wonders how anyone can find time to write about such unimportant issues. He obviously has never known what it's like not to have las tortillas de cada día. I would venture to argue that tortillas are the number one gut issue, along with beans, rice, and potatoes. What's more urgent in Mexico than the price of corn and wheat? In India, when the price of wheat goes too high, the people, mostly students, raid the granaries and take them over. And of course, a few of them get shot by the Indian army, which causes a lot of pain and suffering. But a few dead students, as tragic as it is a small price to pay to prevent famine. For without their chapatis, Hindu tortillas, Indians are very miserable. I'll never forget a line by Mario Brando in the movie Viva Zapata, as he was pleading for justice with in the distribution of the land with President Porfirio Diaz. My president, he said, if my people cannot plant tortillas, they cannot plant corn, they cannot make tortillas. And if they cannot make tortillas, they will die. Perhaps journalist Roberto Rodriguez should feed that into his computer.